Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们在他的救恩的喜乐里面开始主日的这个聚会。
Thank the Lord that we can begin our meeting in the joy of His salvation.
我想我们每一位弟兄姊妹都可以感觉到每一次有受浸的时候我们的心是何等的欢喜。
Every time we have a baptism, our hearts are full of joy.
我们祷告都不一样。
And our prayers are different.
救恩实在是带给我们喜乐。
Because salvation brings us joy.
特别是有新信主的弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚受浸的时候。
Especially when new believers are baptized.
今天我想和我们弟兄姊妹们交通一个题目。
And today I want to share with brothers and sisters a topic.
就是讲到大能的福音。
That is the powerful gospel.
我们传福音的时候。
When we preach the gospel.
常常告诉人。
We tell people.
福音本是神的大能。
That the gospel is God's power.
的确是神的大能。
And truly it is His power.
对我们的朋友们是神的大能。
And for our friends it is God's power.
但是更重要的是对已经信主的人。
But more importantly it is for those who believe.
所以我们不能以为说我在做福音朋友的时候就要听福音。
So we shouldn't think that we need the gospel when we are unbelievers.
因为圣经说的福音跟我们想的福音有一点点差距。
Because the gospel in the Bible is a little different than the gospel that we think of.
神借着保罗所传的福音。
The gospel that Paul preaches
是包括整个的救恩。
Includes all of salvation.
从称义、成圣到得荣耀。
From justification to sanctification and glorification.
所以这个整个都包括在福音的里面。
And all of this is incorporated in the gospel.
所以这真的是一个大能的福音。
And so this truly is a powerful gospel.
我们来读先读两处经文。
We'll read two passages.
我们请控制室的弟兄们先把经文关一下，现在读的这个不需要打出来。好，我们先看罗马书第一章。我们先看罗马书第三章，三章二十三节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。好，我们中文先念啊，再念英文。
Read first in Chinese and then English.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们是有福音朋友们没有圣经，请弟兄们稍微注意你旁边有没有人没有圣经可以翻译。好，我们再一次啊，再一次，罗马书三章二十三节。
One more time, Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们特别注意神的荣耀。
And we emphasize here the glory of God.
第二处是罗马书八章三十节。
Next passage, Romans chapter 8, verse 30.
罗马书八章三十节。
Romans 8:30。
八章三十节，我们一起来，中文。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
我们特别注意叫他们得荣耀。
We pay attention to these he also glorified.
好，我们再回到罗马书第一章。
And we'll go back to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章，我们要读一到四节。
Romans 1 verses 1 through 4.
罗马书一章一到四，我们这次中英文的一起念好吗？为了时间的缘故。
We'll read together, both in Chinese and English.
我们一起来。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。 按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。好，我们接着读十六、十七节。
Same chapter, verses 16 and 17.
十六、十七，一起来。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。好，最后我们要来念罗马书第六章。
Lastly, please turn to Romans chapter 6.
第六章，请我们大家耐心地把这章读一次，好不好？
We'll read through the entire chapter.
罗马书第六章，
Romans chapter 6.
还是中英文一起练，我们每个人练自己的，把它读到我们心里面去。
Each person read along.
来，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死，只有一次，他活是向神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，这照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。非常感谢主，弟兄姊妹念得这么合意。
We read well together.
我们一起祷告。
We'll have a word of prayer.
主，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
每次提到福音
，Every time we speak of the gospel，
提到救恩
and salvation，
我们的心都充满了感激。
Our hearts are full of thanks，
因为是你为我们付上重大的代价。
Because you paid the great price for us。
当世人都犯了罪的时候
，And when all people have sinned，
当因着罪的缘故，世人都要灭亡的时候。
And because of sin, all people will perish.
你来到地上,
you came to this earth.
为我们的罪死在十字架上,
and died for our sins on that cross.
你下入阴间,
you went to hell.
你胜过地狱与魔鬼,
and you overcame, the enemy.
你胜过死亡,
and death.
把我们这些必死的人都救活过来,
and you saved all of us who are destined for death.
哦, 这死与活的道理,
and this doctrine of life and death.
主啊, 真是要叫我们敬拜。
Lord will cause us to worship.
无法估量。
To consider.
主啊，我们无法完全的知道。
And we will never truly know.
这个救恩有多高。
How great and high the salvation.
这个爱有多深。
How deep this love is.
主啊，求你帮助我们认识他。
Lord help us know.
谢谢你早晨给我们的机会。
Thank you for this opportunity.
愿主借着圣灵把话语加上膏油。
May you anoint these words through your spirit.
愿主亲自向我们说话。
And may you speak to us directly.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
福音有它的目的。
Gospel has its purpose.
神为什么要创造？
Why does God create?
在人堕落以后为什么要救赎？
And after the fall of man, why did he have to save?
救赎的时候为什么要用这么大的代价？
And when he saved, why did he have to pay such a great price?
很多人都质疑。
Many people, are wondering.
很多聪明的人都觉得不必要。
And many intelligent people, think it's unnecessary.
为什么一定要耶稣替我们死？
Why does Jesus have to die for us?
是否只是借此来博得我们的同情？
Is it just for our sympathy?
让我们来愿意，更愿意相信一点。
So that, we may be more willing to believe.
很多人把十字架，主耶稣的牺牲当作是愚拙的。
Many people see God's, Jesus' sacrifice as futile.
但是保罗却告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
在他们所看为愚拙的。
What they see, as futile.
事实上乃是神的智慧。
Is actually God's wisdom.
是神用他的智慧和大能所彰显出来的大爱。
It is, God's expression of his great love through this wisdom.
所以福音有一个目的。
So there is a purpose to gospel.
神才愿意花这么大的代价。
And that is the reason God is willing to pay such a price.
福音的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of the gospel?
福音的目的就是神要得着儿子。
That purpose is that God wants to gain a son.
今天世上的人怎样要用各种方法要得一个儿子。
People on this earth, go to all means to have a son.
神在他的计划中间，他更要得着儿子。
But in God's plan, he wants a son even more.
他有一个独生子。
He has an only son.
但是不够。
But that's not enough.
他要借着众子来彰显神的荣耀。
He needs all his sons to manifest his glory.
所以神要借着福音得儿子。
And so through the gospel, he is to gain sons.
基督要借着福音得着一个心腹。
And through the gospel, he is to gain a bride.
目的是为着彰显神的荣耀。
And the purpose is to manifest his glory.
所以我们刚才读到罗马书第三章和第八章两处的经文。
In Romans 3 and 8, we read two passages.
当世人犯罪的时候。
When man sinned.
他对神来说是什么样的损失呢？
What kind of loss was this in God's eyes?
就是神的荣耀就受到了亏损。
And that is God's glory was shortchanged.
人原来是按着神的形象和样式造的。
Because humans were created in the image and likeness of God.
为什么要按着他的形象和样式造呢？
And why were we created in his image?
一边就是要来彰显这位神究竟是怎样的圣洁、公义、慈爱。
One is to show the holiness and love of this God.
那另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
是要借着这个形象样式的进入，
It is to use this image and likeness.
让人有得着神生命的可能性。
For people to gain, God's life.
因为神的生命是一个非受造的生命。
Because God's life is a life that was not created.
但是亚当的生命，它只不过是受造的生命。
But Adam's life was a created life.
所以当神把形象样式造在亚当里边的时候
，So when God created Adam in His image and likeness,
是盼望亚当有一天能够拣选神。
His hope was that one day Adam would choose God.
我们这些亚当的后裔
，And those us who are descendants of Adam.
神也是同样的。等待着我们有一天都来拣选神。
God is also waiting for us to choose Him one day.
所以在我们的受造生命里头
，So in our created life,
就进入了一个非受造的生命。
We enter into a life that was not created.
就神圣的生命。
And that is God's holy life,
divine life.
Divine life.
这个生命进来了。
Once this life comes in,
有一天要完全充满神所救赎的人。
It will fill the individuals that God has chosen.
那时候人也得着荣耀。
And that day, people will gain glory as well.
被称义只不过是救恩的最初步。
And so being justified is only the first step in the gospel.
但是非常可惜。
But unfortunately,
很多人都走了这一步之后觉得很满足了。
Many people are satisfied after this step.
他们很多时候又回到过去的生活中间。
Many times they revert back to their old life.
回到世界里面。
Back into the world.
让人看起来不知道他到底得救没有。
So other people can't really tell if they're saved or not.
连他自己可能都很怀疑，到底我得救没有。
And even themselves, they may be doubtful as to whether they're saved.
这样的人他可能真得救了。
Such a person may truly be saved.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们如果不是被圣灵感动的，绝不会称耶稣基督为主。
Because the Bible says that unless we are moved by the Spirit, we will never acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
除非圣灵在我们里面光照我们，不然我们不会承认我们是罪人。
And unless the Holy Spirit reveals that we are a sinner, we will never confess to that.
所以一个人他从觉知到愿意受尽归主。
And so a person from the day they're saved to when they're willing to be baptized.
中间是经过一个神圣的过程的。
There is a divine process in there.
是圣灵在人的心里面一直的运行的结果。
It is the result of the Holy Spirit moving in that person.
所以我们可以相信大多数受尽归主的人应当是得着了基督的生命。
So we believe that those who are baptized have received the life of Christ.
但是在他的生活，在他的行事为人当中。
But in their life and in their actions.
在他与家人与其他人的相处的过程当中。
In their interaction with family members and other people.
似乎不太能够察觉神圣的生命在他里面产生的功效。
It's as if you can't see the results of a divine life in them.
那么这样的原因可能不在于他的得救。
And this reason may not be due to their salvation.
意思就是说，他的称义在神那边可能已经算数。
What that means is their justification is counted in God.
但是他没有继续走成圣的路。
But they do not continue on the road of sanctification.
我们刚才说过，称义只不过是救恩最低最低的那一步而已。
Because we've said justification is the first step of salvation.
在我们这一生中间。
In our entire life,
神乃是带我们走成圣的道路。
God is leading us on the road of sanctification.
今天比昨天更成圣。
To be more sanctified tomorrow than we are today.
今年比去年更成圣。
To be more sanctified this year than last year.
圣灵把基督的生命一点一点地组织在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is building up the life of Christ bit by bit within us.
这样的救恩才能够显出神的大能。
And only this salvation can manifest God's greatness.
原来自私自利的人，现在他能够关怀别人，能够爱护别人。
Someone who was once proud and self-centered can now care for other people.
原来是暴躁的人，不能忍耐的人，现在能够温柔，能够谦卑。
And a person who was once aggressive and impatient can now understand.
原来在罪里头做奴隶，一直的被罪骑在头上的人，现在能够从罪中得释放。
And once those who are slaves to sin can be set free.
原来人生没有目的，跟世人一样追逐金钱名利的人。
And people who once had no purpose in life but to run after the riches.
现在能够追求神，追求圣洁，追求侍奉神。
Now they can pursue after God and holiness and serving God.
他的整个思想改变了。
Their entire mindset has changed.
他整个生命改变了。
And their entire life has changed.
旧人的味道越来越少了。
And the flavor of the old man is decreasing.
基督的香气越来越多了。
And the aroma of Christ is increasing.
这样才能够看见福音真是神的大能。
Only like this can you see the true power of the gospel.
否则我们只看见一半的救恩。
Otherwise, we only see half of the gospel.
的确不错，神能够把我们从撒旦的手中救出来，这是神的大能。
Indeed, it is God's power to save us from the enemy.
所以称义得救这一步不是小事情。
So justification, this first step, is not a small matter.
所以今天我们刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们。
So the brothers and sisters who were baptized.
为着这个真的跪在神的面前啊，感谢他，千万声的感谢他。
We ought to kneel before the Lord and thank Him.
因为我们原来是灭亡的。
Because originally, we were to perish.
我们原来不是等到白色大宝座的时候才灭亡的。
Originally, we weren't waiting for the great white throne to perish.
主要是亚当的后代，通通都已经是灭亡的了。
As long as you were a descendant of Adam, you were all destined to perish.
我们的结局就是与撒旦一同的在火湖的。
And our end was to be with Satan, in the fire.
但是当基督救我们的时候
，But when Christ saved us,
他乃是从撒旦这位勇士的手中把我们抢救出来。
He took us out of the hands of the enemy.
我们自己不能救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
是主进入仇敌的营垒中间救我们。
It is the Lord who enters into the camp of the enemy to save us.
所以我们就从撒旦黑暗的国度被迁到神爱子光明的国里。
And so from Satan's dark kingdom, we enter into the kingdom of light.
这是一个伟大的得胜。
This is a great victory.
这是称义。
And this is justification.
但是后面的这些
But the rest,
整个一生的过程中间的得着基督和表现基督
gaining Christ through the rest of your life and manifesting Christ,
那才更是神的大能
then that is more of God's power.
因为还有更大的征战在后面
because there are greater battles behind.
所以我们说福音本是神的大能
So we say that the gospel is God's power.
那么福音为什么能够是神的大能呢
Now why is the gospel God's power?
因为福音就是神的儿子
Because the gospel is God's son.
马可福音一开头告诉我们
In the gospel of Mark it says,
这是神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头
God's son, Jesus Christ, the beginning of the gospel.
所以整个福音的起头乃是神的儿子。
So the beginning of the gospel is God's son.
保罗告诉我们说，因他从死里复活，就以大能显明他是神的儿子。
Paul tells us that because he resurrected from the dead, he shows that he is God's great power.
所以福音的大能，也就是复活的能力。
And so the power of the gospel is the resurrection life.
不仅是有一天我们的肉身整个要复活过来。
Not only is will our physical body resurrect one day.
而且就是在今天，神要把我们许许多多的与死相连接的性情、肉体，也把它释放出来。
But even today, He is to set free all of our flesh and sinful nature.
所以福音是死里复活的福音。
And so this gospel is a resurrection life gospel.
也是一个拯救到底的福音。
And it is a gospel that saves to the end.
一边它解决了我们外面所犯的许多的罪。
On one hand, it solves all our sins outwardly.
另外一面，它也解决住在我们里面那个罪的权势。
On the other hand, it also deals with the power of sin within us.
所以我们看见基督为什么要被钉十字架。
And so we see why Jesus had to die on the cross.
救恩不是那么简单的。
Because salvation is not simple.
不是地上弄一个宗教，弄一些的道理就可以救我们的。
It's not some religion with some teachings that can save us.
那是因为人不认识我们的堕落的根源。
Because humans do not understand the origin of our fall.
不认识人的生命究竟被什么东西破坏。
We don't understand what caused our life to be broken.
而这个破坏到底有多深，到底有多么的厉害。
And how deep this ruin is.
因此人就去发明宗教。
So people went to invent religions.
用外面的行为，用刻苦自己的方式想要得救。
To save themselves through their own actions and through treating themselves poorly.
但是我们蒙恩得救多年之后，我们就知道。
But after we've been saved for many years, we know.
那样的宗教是毫无功效的。
That those religions are useless.
因为我们都会曾经这样做过。
Because we will all have tried something like that before.
我们得救之后，可能有一段时间，我们也试着想要靠自己做一个好基督徒。
After we're saved, maybe there are times that we want to be a good Christian, by our own might.
我们也去读圣经中的许多的好道理。
And we'll read the good teachings in the Bible.
我们也跟神许愿啊，我要照这样做。
And we determine before the Lord that I want to do this.
但是我们都发现，立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
But we know that we do the things that we don't want to do, but the things that we should do, we don't do.
如果我们有神救赎过，生命进来的人尚且在这上面一直的失败。
If we have been saved.We have this life, but we still fail.
那么那些靠着完全靠着自己，靠着宗教道理的，他怎么能成功呢？
Then how can those people who solely rely on themselves succeed?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩得救了，
we're saved now.
不要再被仇敌欺骗，走宗教的路。
Don't let the enemy deceive you into following a religion.
更不要说有一天看见，哎呀，这个佛教徒行为很好，我来跟着他一起修行了。
Don't see how maybe some Buddhist has very good actions, so you follow after them.
因为那是毫无功效的。
Because that is useless.
那是真正的引到灭亡的。
And that will truly lead to destruction.
因为就把我们整个的心眼都弄瞎了。
Because it blinds us.
基督在我们身上就不再能做什么。
And Christ can no longer do anything in us.
所以主耶稣在十字架上。
So on the cross.
他成就了这个大能的福音。
He accomplished this great gospel.
有两样的东西赐给我们。
And gave us two things.
一个就是他的宝血。
One is his blood.
用宝血来赦免我们所有一切的罪行。
His blood cleansed all of our sins.
这在我们听福音的时候已经都听了很多。
And when we were listening to the gospel, we heard many of these.
我们今天弟兄姊妹之所以说我要受浸。
And today, brothers and sisters say they want to be baptized.
那是相信罪已经得赦免。
It's because they believe that sin has been forgiven.
相信宝血是有功效的。
And they believe that the blood, is useful.
所以宝血它解决掉我们罪行的问题。
So the blood, resolves our sin.
但是十字架
But the cross
是后面带着我们走一生道路的
is what will lead us through our life.
所以为什么主他受刑的方式不是什么不是别的
So why isn't our Lord's punishment some other method?
有很多种的死法
There are many methods to die.
但是神说只能让基督死在十字架上
But God said that Jesus Christ can only die on the cross.
因为十字架把基督钉死之后
Because after Jesus hung on the cross,
成为有一天带领我们走一生道路的
He become the one who leads our rest of our life.
十字架把我们旧的根基完全的除掉
And the cross removes our old foundation.
它重新在我们生命里头立一个根基
And establishes a new foundation in our life.
原来的根基只能够让撒旦在那上面做工。
And the original foundation, only Satan could work on it.
带着我们过世俗的生活。
To lead us through a secular life.
犯罪的生活。
A life that sinned.
亏缺神荣耀的生活。
A sin that fell short of the glory of God.
但十字架来了。
But the cross came.
他把旧根基除掉了。
It takes away the old foundation.
新根基立起来。
And establishes a new one.
所以我们得救是什么意思？
So what does it mean to be saved?
就是神重立根基。
That is, God establishes a new foundation.
并且开始在上面建造。
And begins to build on it.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
就在我们身上做建造的工作。
to do a work of build up in our life.
所以圣灵就是一个实行的十字架。
And so the Holy Spirit carries out the work of the cross.
那我们怎么样来经历这个福音的大能？
So how do we experience the power of the gospel?
我们刚才读到的罗马书第六章。
We read in Romans chapter 6.
这一章圣经可能是弟兄姊妹最熟悉的圣经之一。
Maybe this passage is one of the most familiar passages we have.
但是这样圣经可能也是我们实行起来最感觉到困惑的一章圣经。
But maybe it's also one of the most difficult passages to live out.
神的话这么明确。
Because God's words are so clear.
但是我们的经历却是模糊。
But our experience is cloudy.
我们不知道究竟什么是真的。
And we don't know what is true.
所以也许弟兄姊妹听过了很多。
And perhaps we've heard many things.
但求圣灵今天早晨再把光赐给我们。
But may the Holy Spirit give light to us this morning.
让我们真能够看见十字架怎么样来带领我们走这一生的道路。
So that we can see how the cross will lead us in our life.
让我们能够胜过我们一直无法胜过的那些东西。
So that we can overcome the things that we have always failed to overcome.
我们旧的性情。
Our old, characters.
旧的脾气。
And our temper.
旧的喜好
our old habits
那些情欲私欲的东西
and our emotions
十字架怎么样来救我们这个人
how the cross will save us
因为固然有罗马书第七章的经历
there's no doubt there is the experience of Romans chapter 5
但是更重要的那个不是主，那个不是主所要我们一直经历的。
But that is not what God wants us to always experience.
乃是要一直带到第八章，从最终得释放的经历。
But rather, He is to bring us into chapter 8, where we are set free from sin.
所以罗马书第六章讲什么
？So what does Romans 6 say?
讲到我们与基督同死。
It says we die with Christ.
我们讲到我们与基督同活。
And we live with Christ.
讲到我们与基督联合。
And we are one with Christ.
在我们的身上被基督完全的充满。
So that in our lives we are completely filled with Christ.
所以他说我们受浸归入基督的时候是受浸归入他的死。
So when we are baptized into Jesus' name, we are baptized into his death.
弟兄姊妹们，这个死对我们来说实在吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this death a reality?
在外面看，我们都还活着。
On the outside, we are all alive.
往里边看，好像我们那个旧人也还在那里。
But inwardly, it seems like our old man is still there.
我们活得好好的。
And we're living nicely.
怎么说是受浸的时候与基督同死呢？
How can we say that we die with Christ in our baptism?
但是如果我们不认识与基督同死，
But if we do not recognize that we die with Christ,
我们就无法与他同活。
Then we cannot live with him.
仇敌就可以继续地欺骗我们。
And the enemy will continue to deceive us.
我们就要继续的失败。
And we continue to fail.
所以我们来看一下。
So we'll take a look.
我们怎样与基督同死？
How are we crucified with Christ?
我们请打控制室的弟兄帮我们打第一段圣经，林前十五章。林前十五章，我们来读四十五到四十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, 45 through 49.
好吧，我们大家一起念。
Please read along.
啊，中文英文都来啊。经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是怎样？但是第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样？凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。这里告诉我们一个事实。
Here it tells us the reality.
就是当亚当把所有他的后代都带进罪中的时候，
That is when Adam brought his descendants into sin.
神做了一件奇妙的事情。
God did a miraculous thing.
在2000年前，在各个他的十字架上，
2000 years on the cross at Golgotha.
那位被钉在上面的，
The one who was hung on there.
被称为叫做末后的亚当，
He became the latter Adam.
为什么是末后的亚当？
Why is he the latter Adam?
就是说亚当犯了罪之后成了肉体。
And that is Adam after he sinned became flesh.
他有成义的子孙。
And he has a multitude of descendants.
也都成了肉体。
Who also became flesh.
是没有办法拯救的。
And you cannot save.
他的结局只有配死。
And their end is death.
但神做了一个奇妙的事情。
But God did a miraculous thing.
他让他的儿子来做人。
He let his son be a man.
他有了人的血肉之躯。
And he has the body of a man.
并且在十字架上。
And on that cross,
神把我们众人的罪都放在他的身上。
God put all of our sin on him.
所以他就成了末后的亚当。
So he became the latter Adam.
当他死的时候，
And when he died,
他结束了亚当的这个族类。
He ended the group, the race of Adam.
把亚当这个整个属肉体会犯罪的族类结束在十字架上。
So he ended the race of Adam that was sinful.
不仅是我们这些蒙恩的人被结束在那个地方。
Not only those of us who are saved were ended on
the cross. 把世上的众人都一同结束在那个地方。
But all the people on this earth were also ended there.
无论他们知道不知道。
Whether they know it or not.
相信不相信。
Believe or not.
神已经做了一个奇妙的工作。
God has already done a miraculous work.
所以为什么不信的人最要受审判？
So why do the sins of those who don't believe need to be judged?
因为基督的救恩是包含所有人的。
Because Christ's salvation encompasses all people.
他一次就为所有人死了。
He died for all once.
叫所有的人都不必死。
So that no one needs to die.
没有一个人需要灭亡。
Not one person needs to perish.
人如果不信他，最后灭亡。
If people don't believe him and end up perishing,
责任不在神。
Then the responsibility is not
on God. 责任乃在人自己。
But rather on man.
因为基督是为所有的人一起死在那个地方。
Because Christ died for all on that cross.
亚当怎样包含我们所有的人？
And how Adam encompasses all of us.
基督也照样包含我们所有的人。
Likewise, Jesus encompasses all of us.
因为他是末后的亚当。
Because he is the latter Adam.
我们怎么知道他包含所有的人？
And how do we know that he encompasses all of us?
我们怎么知道亚当包含所有的人？
How do we know that Adam encompasses all of us?
我们来看下一个经文。希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 7.
我们一起把这个练一下。
I'll read this together.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是常年为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，并且可说那受十分之一的利位也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利位已经在他先祖的身中。我们不需要去解释这段经文。
We're not going to explain this passage.
我们只要借着希伯来书的作者他的看见。
But through the author of Hebrews who saw.
让我们来看见。
We will also see.
他这里用的例子是利未与亚伯拉罕的关系。
His example here is the relationship between Levi and Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各才生利未。
We know that Abraham had Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob, and Jacob had Levi.
所以是亚伯拉罕的第三代孙。
And so it is the third generation after Abraham.
那这个利未呢，在亚伯拉罕奉献给麦基洗德这十分之一的时候，根本还没有出生。
And so Levi was not born when Abraham gave the tenth to Melchizedek.
可是神说，在那个时候，亚伯拉罕奉献十分之一的时候，利未已经在亚伯拉罕的身中。
But God says that at that time when Abraham paid the tenth, Levi was already in Abraham.
因此他也是向麦基洗德献的十分之一。
And therefore, he also gave a tenth to Melchizedek.
那这样我们从亚伯拉罕再追溯回去。
And so now from Abraham, we look back.
可以一直追溯到亚伯拉罕也在亚当的身中。
We can trace him back to Adam.
那我们往后来追溯我们自己。
And if we look into the future to us.
我们每一个人也都是在 我们的先祖的身中。
Then all of us were in our ancestors.
我们的先祖也都在亚当的身中。
And our ancestors were all in Adam.
所以神他说他从一本造出万有的人。
And so God says that He created all from one.
他只有造亚当。
Until Adam.
连夏娃都是从亚当身上出来的。
Even Eve was from Adam.
我们所有坐在这里的人，通通都是从亚当身上出来的。
And so all of us are from Adam.
如果亚当那时候被杀死了，
If Adam was killed,
就没有我们。
Then there we won't be here.
但是亚当生了后代。
But Adam had his descendants.
因此我们都在亚当里。
And so we are all from Adam.
这个看见是非常重要的。
And this understanding is very important.
当我们看见我们原来都在亚当里。
Because we see that we were all from Adam.
我们看见亚当的族类都犯罪。
And we see that his descendants have sinned.
那我们承认我们是罪人就很容易了。
So then it's easy for us to admit that we are sinners.
但更重要的看见是。
But the more important understanding.
当我们蒙恩得救以后。
Is when we're saved.
看见我们在基督里。
We see ourselves in Christ.
那个幕后的亚当也已经把我们所有的都包括在他里面。
Because the latter Adam has encompassed all of us within him.
那他才能够被称为幕后的亚当。
That is the only way he can be called the latter Adam.
那我们要说什么呢？
And what are we saying here?
就是当基督被钉十字架的时候。
When Christ was nailed on the cross,
因为我们在他里面的缘故，
because we are in Him,
我们也是一同被钉在十字架。
We were also nailed on that cross.
虽然我们后来才出生，
so even though we were born later,
但在整个生命来看，
but looking at it from life,
我们生命老早就在里面。
Our life was in there.
我们的肉体，我们的旧人已经和他同钉十字架。
And our flesh, an old man, was also hung on that cross.
这个需要我们看见。
We need to understand and see this.
所以救恩它怎么样来取用呢？
So how do you use the gospel?
第一件事情就是知道。
One is to know.
我们来看一下，帮我们先跳一个啊，先看六章六节啊。
We'll look at Romans 6:6.
我们把这个念一次。
We'll read it together.
我们中文念一下，英文念一下好吗？
First in Chinese.
来，中文。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
这个知道是我们取用救恩的第一步。
This is the first step to us using the salvation.
这就是为什么我们需要读圣经。
And this is why we need to read the Bible.
我们需要和弟兄姊妹一同来读经，来听信息。
To read the Bible with brothers and sisters.
因为我们必须知道神为我们做了什么。
Because we need to know what God has done for us.
所以知道乃是我们取用主耶稣十字架救恩的第一步。
And so the first step of using God's salvation is that we need to know.
那么知道是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to know?
知道也可以说是一个看见。
To know can be also a type of understanding.
Seeing. 是一个看见。
A seeing.
是一个属灵的看见。
A spiritual seeing.
从前我们一直在挣扎。
Originally we were struggling.
我们一直在想要对付我们这个旧人，让他不要犯罪。
Trying to deal with our old man so that it won't sin.
但是我们好像做来做去，他很活。
But it seems like no matter what we did, it was always alive.
但主说我们要知道。
But God says that we need to know.
旧人事实上已经与基督同钉十字架。
That this old man has actually been crucified with Christ.
所以我们的属灵的进步。
So that our spiritual progression.
都是因为我们对基督知道的更多一点。
Is due to us knowing Christ more.
我们从仇敌的欺骗中能够出得来，都是因为对基督所做的我们更多知道一点。
For us to let go of the deceptions of the enemy is because we know more of what Jesus is.
那我们知道什么呢？
And what do we know?
知道我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
That we are crucified with Christ.
那这个意思是什么呢？
And what is this meaning?
就是这个会犯罪的旧人呢，他已经死了。
That it means that this old man who sins is now dead.
结果呢，是叫我们不用再做罪的奴仆。
And then we are no longer slaves to sin.
那这个知道对我们是一个非常大的释放。
And this knowing is a very great release.
因为很多的弟兄姊妹们，
because many brothers and sisters,
他们很认真想要追求成圣。
They pursue after sanctification.
像我刚才所说的，可能一开始的时候还是用人的方法，宗教的方式。
But maybe initially they still use human methods and
直到有一天他们看见了知道了
Until one day they see and know
他们说其实我那个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
That actually, my old self has been crucified on that cross.
我不需要自己再去钉十字架。
And so I don't need to crucify myself anymore.
我也不需要用我的拳头，用我的刀子去对付我这个旧人。
And I don't have to deal with my old self with a fist or with a knife.
所以他们会说，哎呀，那一天他们得到了释放。
And so that day they'll say they were released.
戴德生弟兄是这样。
Hudson Taylor was like this.
尼托生是这样。
And Brother Watchman Nee.
当他们头一次真的在属灵里面看见这件事实的时候
，When they saw this reality for the first time,
他们就相信。
They believed.
从此那个救人的能力没有了。
And so from then on, the power of the old self was gone.
什么时候他相信这件事实，那个救人的能力就没有了。
Once they believe this reality, the power of the old man left.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
在他们后来的过程中，也可能遇见失败。
That they had their failures later on.
当我们有点疑惑的时候，那个救人又来了。
Because when we have doubt, then the old self will come back.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们在生活中也会有这样的经历。
And perhaps in our life we have this experience.
我们也许会说，哎，我信心比较好的时候，我就得胜了。
Maybe we say when our faith is better, then I'm victorious.
啊，我灵性比较刚强的时候，我就得胜了。
And when my spirit is stronger, then I'm victorious.
但是那一个信心比较好，灵性比较强，可能都是因为你把这个知道呢当作事实。
But that strong faith and strong spirit may be because you see this as a reality.
所以第一个取用救恩呢是要知道。
So the first use of the salvation is to know.
我们再看下一个经文。我们再一起练中文。
Chinese first.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
好，所以我们第二个来取用救恩呢，是要看。
So our second step in using the salvation is to see.
在英文那边我们看，它的翻译是说要算。
In the English translation, it says to count.
啊，这个看和算呢，我觉得都算。
And seeing and counting, it's equivalent.
因为这个中文翻看的意思呢，就是有相信的意思。
Because in the Chinese, to see has a meaning of belief.
我这样看，我这样相信。
Because I see it this way, so I believe it this way.
那英文的翻译呢，是有点这个比较是技术性的。
And the English translation, it has more of a calculation.
我们有许多弟兄姊妹，他们做的一个会计工作。
Many brothers and sisters here are accountants.
无论是在银行或是在学校公司。
Whether at a bank or a company.
做会计的工作呢，有一个很大的快乐，但是也有一个很大的痛苦。
Those who do accounting have a great joy, but also great trouble.
就是你这边的账呢，跟那边的账呢，必须要能够斗得起来。
And it's you need to balance out all of your accounts.
你不仅差100块是不可以的。
And you cannot miss any money.
就是差一分钱也不可以的。
Even a dime.
所以听过他们在银行工作的人说。
So those who work at the bank say,
哎呀，我今天这么忙了一个多小时，就是因为有一个钱就是斗不起来。
Now, I've been working so long because I can't balance my accounts.
啊，最后呢，等到都算着都对了，平衡了，那才可以回家。
And until the account is balanced, you can't go home.
所以算是最准确的。
So this count is most accurate.
也可以说，做会计工作呢，大概是我们人所能做的工作中唯一能够准确的。
And maybe accounting is the only work that we can do accurately.
我们做科学也做得不准确。
Because science is not accurate.
做艺术也没有所谓的准确。
And art?
艺术，对 ,art.
And art is art.
其他的我们都没有办法算得准确。
And the rest is hard to be accurate.
会计呢就可以准确。
But accounting you can be accurate.
而且是必须准确。
And you have to be.
所以神在这里用这个字。
So here, we use this word.
当我们知道我们救人与基督同钉十字架。
When we know that our old self is crucified with Christ,
这时候我们要把它算，这是事实。
Then we need to count it as reality.
要算我们真的已经与基督同死。
And to count that we have already died with Christ.
那么我们很多时候的问题。
And many times our problems.
我们赖皮。
We take shortcuts.
我们说这一次不算。
Or we'll say, this time doesn't count.
我们一不算呢，我们就失败了。
Once it doesn't count, then we fail.
这样子慢慢回去试试看。
We can go home and try this.
什么是你最难对付的肉体？
What is the most difficult thing for you to deal with?
什么是你每天常犯的错误？
And what is something that you make a mistake in every day?
什么是你最大的试探？
Or your greatest temptation?
我们来算。
We can count.
在那个试探面前。
That in front of that temptation,
我们来算说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
We count ourselves as crucified with Christ.
如果你愿意的话，
If you're willing to,
把这个经文写下来就贴在你的电脑前面。
Then you can print out this verse and put it on your computer screen.
每次要开电脑以前说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And every time you turn on the computer, you say, I have been crucified with Christ.
我算我旧人已经死了。
I count my old self as dead.
电脑上面不论有多少的引诱试探，你都能够得胜。
And regardless of any temptation in the computer or anywhere, you will be victorious.
今天魔鬼用这个网际网路把所有的罪恶一同输送到全世界。
Because today, the enemy has put all sin into the internet.
这个网际网路可以说是藏污纳垢。我们不能说它没有别的用处啊，别的用处也有，但是呢，在罪恶的这方面的话呢，是极大成的一个用器。
And the internet is a great tool for sin.
我们一定要从这上面的邪恶里面被释放出来。
We need to be set free from the evil in there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩的神的儿女。
Because we who are saved by grace.
我们是不列在万邦当中的。
We are not categorized with the multitudes.
我们是神用重价买回来的。
And we have been bought by a great price.
应当在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
So we ought to glorify God in our bodies.
那些眼目的情欲。
And the lust of our eyes.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of our flesh.
要因着十字架的救恩要来胜过它。
We need to overcome them through the salvation of the cross.
无论过去我们曾经失败多少次。
Regardless of how many times we failed in the past.
我要激励我们弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
胜过这个罪。
To overcome the sin.
我们不需要每次向撒旦称臣。
So that we don't have to fall to Satan every time.
我们不需要每次他来的时候我们就服下来了。
And to let go every time he comes.
除了看自己是死的
besides counting ourselves as dead,
更重要的是要向神在基督耶稣里要看自己是活的
more importantly, we have to see ourselves as alive in Christ,
这样才能够活出基督的荣耀
and that way we can live out God's glory.
但是没有死就不可能活
but without death, then we will not be alive.
因为神的话告诉我们说
Because God's word says,
我们若是与基督同死就信必与他同活
If we count ourselves dead, then we will be alive in Christ.
没有同死的经历
If we do not have the experience of death,
我们所夺得的新生命是被压制的
Then the new life we receive is suppressed.
是活不出来的
And it cannot live out.
好我们再看下一节除了知道和要算之外
Besides knowing and counting
下一步我们要实际的行动就是把我们的身子献给神
The next step is a practical thing is to offer ourselves to God
我们大家一同练好吗中英文
Please read together English and Chinese
来所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王使你们顺从身子的私欲也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具倒像从死里复活的人将自己献给神并将肢体做义的器具献给神罪必不能做你们的主因你们不在律法之下 乃在恩典之下。最后那句话告诉我们，在新约的时代，
The last sentence tells us that in the New Testament times,
我们已经不在律法之下，
We are no longer under law,
我们乃是在恩典之下，
But rather under grace,
有基督耶稣已经死了，
Because Jesus Christ has already died,
我们也与他同死了，
And we have been crucified with
him, 所以我们不像旧约的人，
So we are not like the Old Testament times,
我们不需要让罪继续做我们的主，
And we no longer need to let sin be our Lord.
所以他这里告诉我们一个秘诀。
So it tells us a secret here.
就是我们要把身体献给神。
Is that we offer our bodies to God.
我们身上所有的肢体都应当做义的器具来献给神使用。
All the parts of our body need to be instruments of righteousness for God to use.
从头到脚。
From our head to our toes.
我们一一的奉献给他。
To offer them to God one by one.
每一样专一的奉献给他。
Each one, to give it to God.
奉献是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to offer?
奉献就是主权转移出去。
Offer is to give away your right.
就是从前我自己做主。
It is before I was my own master.
奉献之后呢，基督是我的主。
But after I offer myself, then Christ is my master.
所以如果我们成为基督徒，
So when we are Christians,
可是我们没有奉献，
But we have no offering.
我们不肯奉献。
And we're unwilling to offer.
我们还是按照我们人生的计划，我们要去发展我们的抱负。
We continue to go with our life plan to advance ourselves.
我们随着我们肉体所喜好的去行。
And to do as we please.
基督不是我们的主。
Then Christ is not our Lord.
有个弟兄告诉我们说，
A brother once said,
他说，如果基督不是我们一切的主，他就根本不是我们的主。
If Christ is not the Lord of all, then he is not the Lord at all.
我们知道我们的奉献都不完全。
Because we know that our offering is not perfect.
但是至少在我们心智上应该完全。
But at least in our desire, we can be complete.
我们应当一次专一的向神说，主啊，从头到脚所有的肢体都献给你。
To at one time,Offer our entire body to God.
有罪的，求你用血都把它洁净。
And to cleanse us of our sins.
用膏油，用圣膏油，从头到脚给我抹一抹。
And to anoint us from head to toe with the oil.
做一个圣洁的器具，义的器具，献给神来使用。
So that we can be a holy vessel for God to use.
这样救恩在我们身上才是有大能的。
In this way, gospel will have power in our lives.
这样在我们的身子上才能够荣耀神。
And only in this way will our bodies be able to glorify God.
多少的弟兄姊妹他们因为这样做。
And how many brothers and sisters, because they're willing to do so,
他们就能够说我是活在哈利路亚的这一边。
They can say that they live on the hallelujah side.
我们不需要常常在那里叹息。
And we don't need to be sighing.
当然我们有过犯的时候。
And of course, we have.
我们还是可以求神的赦免。
We can come before the Lord for forgiveness.
他还是不接纳我们。
And He will accept us.
但是如果我们在一个罪中不肯出来，
But if we're unwilling to leave a sin,
那就跟偶尔失败是完全不一样的事情。
Then it is completely different from the occasional shortcoming.
所以我们有过犯。
So we do have sin.
我们有过犯的时候，是因为我们没有胜过，我们被罪所胜了。
And that is when we cannot overcome and sin is victorious.
我们可以向神求赦免。
Then we can ask God for forgiveness.
可是我们如果故意犯罪，
But if we sin on purpose,
我们就成为不法的。
Then we are lawless.
我们是明知故犯的。
And we do it intentionally.
我们是眼中没有神的。
And in our eyes we have no God.
我们是不管神的律法的。
So we do not care for God's law.
那这个结局有很重的审判。
Then there is a great consequence for this.
所以最后一个我们看。
Lastly, we will look at.
我们要顺从圣灵。我们看六章十六到十八节。
Romans 16:6.
好，我们再把这个一起念一次好吗？来。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。 你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我们知道算有奉献了。
We know and we count and we have offered.
但是每天实时的生活中间还需要一直的顺服。
But every day in our life, we need to obey.
这段话也就是罗马书第八章所讲的。
And this passage is also like it says in Romans chapter 8.
我们来顺服圣灵。
We obey the Holy Spirit.
不要顺服我们的肉体。
And not to obey our flesh.
我们来体贴圣灵。
To be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要体贴肉体。
And to not be considerate of ourselves.
就中文翻译那个体贴是非常宝贵。
And so in the Chinese translation, it is very accurate.
如果有一个人非常爱我们。
If someone loves us,
我们的父母,
our parents,
我们的配偶,
or our spouse,
他们对我们有很高的期望,
and they have high expectations for us,
但是我们好像跟他们的愿望背道而驰,
but it seems like we don't care for any of their expectations.
我们怎样能够回转呢?
How can we turn around?
然后有一天我们开始来体贴这位爱我们的人的心。
One day we can be considerate of the heart of this person who loves us.
因为他这样爱我，我不忍伤他的心。
Because they love me so, I'm unwilling to hurt them.
因他对我抱着这么大的期望，我不忍心让他失望。
And because they have these expectations for me, I'm unwilling to disappoint them.
体贴圣灵。
Be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
从我们蒙恩得救那天开始。
From the day we're saved.
神就把圣灵赐给我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
是主耶稣在十字架上死所换来的礼物。
It is the gift that came from Christ's death on the cross.
住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in us.
带我们像带王子那样。
And guides us as a prince.
因为神说这些得救的都是神的王子。
Because God says that all who are saved are princes of God.
所以必须是圣灵亲自来带领。
So they must be led personally by the Holy Spirit.
需要圣灵亲自来工作。
For the Holy Spirit to do the work.
当我们愿意体贴他。
When we're willing to be considerate of him.
当我们愿意顺服他。
And to obey him.
我们发现生命和平安。
Then we find that life and peace.
但如果不是的话。
But if not,
我们可能经历罪和死亡。
Then we may experience sin and death.
罪和死亡和生命圣灵是敌对的。
Sin and death are opposites of life and peace.
但它的结果是由于在一念之间。就是 in our one mindset.
But the consequence is in one mindset.
所以我们最后再看一下。这段经文我们就不多做解释，我们一起把它读一下。
So we will read one last passage.
福音有它的果子。
The gospel has its fruit.
我们先看下一段经文好吗？好，现在我们来看一下罗马书里面讲的果子。
We'll look at the fruit.
我们一起念一下啊。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。这里讲到福音它要结果子。
Here it speaks of the gospel bearing fruit.
若是我们顺从了圣灵，
If we obey the Holy Spirit,
会有成圣的果子。
Then we will have the fruit of justification,
sanctification.
那
就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
但是如果我们让圣灵担忧，
But if we worry the Holy Spirit,
那结局就是死。
Then the result is death.
我们用加拉太书来看得更清楚一点。
And we can use Galatians to look at it more clearly.
加拉太书把整个顺从和不顺从的两个果子呢，给我们列出来。
Because Galatians describes the two fruits of obedience and disobedience.
好，我们请这边的弟兄姊妹啊，给我们念这一段好不好？
We'll have brothers and sisters on this side read this
passage.
We'll have brothers and sisters on this side read.
好, 来。最近有个姊妹，她打电话给我。
Recently, a sister called me.
她读到这段经文的时候
，When she read this passage,
她发现情欲的事情有这么多。
She realized the things of the emotions, there are so many.
她说，虽然那些奸淫、污秽、拜偶像的事情我没有。
And she said, even although I don't have the adultery and the idolatry,
但是我恼怒了，恼怒 ，angry.
But she has anger.
她说。那个也是情欲
And that is also an emotion.
那一样带套重样的结局
And it brings you to the same end.
神说这样的事情呢是叫我们不能承受神的果
And God says that such things will not allow us to have bear fruit.
但圣灵所结的果子
But the fruit of the Spirit
是仁爱喜乐和平
Love, joy, peace
忍耐恩慈良善
Patience, kindness, goodness,
信实温柔节制
faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
盼望十字架在我们身上除掉那些情欲的果子
May the cross remove the fruit of the emotions.
让圣灵在我们身上结出圣灵的果子
So that the Holy Spirit can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
把这个送给我们今天受浸的弟兄姊妹们
And I give these to the brothers and sisters who are baptized.
也和我们所有在基督里面蒙恩比较久的弟兄姊妹一起共勉
And for all of us who have been saved.
我们不能再软弱了
We cannot be weak any longer.
我们整个的光景不能再软弱
We cannot be any more weak in our condition.
我们不能够听见很多很高、很美好的道理。
To listen to these great teachings.
啊，有一个假象，以为我们已经达到很高很高。
And to have a false impression that we have reached a very high place.
所有的生命都必须拉到生活层面来做一个检验。
Because our life has to be brought down to our daily living.
成圣的人应当有成圣的果子。
Those who are sanctified ought to have fruit of sanctification.
是不列在万邦之中。
We are not counted with the multitudes.
是神从世界中所分别出来归给他来荣耀他的。
We have been separated out of this world to be given to God.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们俯伏在你的面前。
Lord, we prostrate before you.
把我们的罪承认在你的跟前
And we confess our sins before you
主啊赦免我们
Lord forgive us
我们一切的软弱失败
All our weakness and shortcomings
都在你的血中完完全全的涂抹
To be cleansed in your blood
主啊使我们成圣
Lord please sanctify us
把这些真理刻画在我们的心板上
And to engrave these truths in our hearts.
给我们信心能够以所听的道来调和。
Give us faith to be able to follow through with what we heard.
主啊，把我们从罪中释放出来。
May you set us free from sin.
把从肉体情欲中释放出来。
And to set us free from our flesh and emotions.
让我们活在你的面前。
so that we can live before you,
满得救恩的喜乐,
full of the joy of salvation,
叫我们的父亲的荣耀,
so that our Father can be glorified.
谢谢你听我们祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.